What about a bit of Eurovision 1981? Do you remember the year? Do you remember who won? Do you remember this entry?
It's crazy, crazy. Working, not waiting, that forever will hold. Success comes from what we do, not from what we're told. And counting on love, he starts his living a false hope. Don't let the planets take control of our lives. Believe in the truth and not celestial lies. It's we not the stars above a ride, our horoscope.
Do you remember Sheba? Oh, yeah. They came fifth.
They did very well. Do you
remember who won in 1981?
I hear.
Think
you're
now,
not
come
talking
on.
To Paul G.
Wyoming, United Kingdom.
Save All Your... No,
they take the skirts off. Go on.
Please don't tell me.
I'm not going to.
Because my brother sang it on the Late Late Toy Show many
years
ago.
Your brother sang it on the Late Late Toy Show? Is there anything your family hasn't done for stardom?
No, nothing. What is the song?
Think now. Come on. While you're making your mind up, let me introduce my next guest, our next guest, the nation's next guest. It's Mr. Fergus Gibson, which is why we played a bit of horoscope. Fergus, how are you? We haven't seen you for donkey's years.
I'm fantastic.
We've been wondering where have you been.
You better speed it up, and then you better slow it down.
I gave you the answer.
Oh, did you? Sorry.
I said, while you're making your mind up.
Oh.
It was Buck's Fizz.
Yeah, I know. I didn't get it.
Make your mind up, making your mind up. Anyway, Fergus, back to you. We're going to talk about horrible scopes today.
Yes.
And the stars and all that kind of stuff. You see, lots of famous people celebrating birthdays today. Paul O'Connell, Irish rugby player, he's 35 today. Happy birthday. Kylie's sister, Dani Minogue, is 43. Would you have known she's 43?
Dani Minogue.
Rapper Snoop Doggy Dog Doop 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 Snoop is also 43. I would have thought he was well into his 50s. Singer Tom Petty is 64. And former RTE radio and TV presenter Mike Murphy is 73 today.
My God.
So what does that mean for all of them, Fergus?
Well, they're Librans.
Right.
Libra is the sign of the lover. Ruled by the planet Venus. Mm-hmm. Born romantics. And it's amazing. Libra men are completely different to Libra women. Like, Libra men actually believe that all women fancy them. It's amazing.
Is it not your birthday today, Derek?
Well, I don't think any women fancy me. No,
but you believe
now,
they do.
You know,
I come across
these men and they're in their 50s and they know and believe that some girl who's 22 in their office fancies them. And they believe it. Can you imagine it?
Is that true?
Yeah, but they're just flirts. They're attracted to anything with a pulse.
Is that today, Librans today, or is it the generally through the month?
Libran men all over the place. They are, you know, they see themselves as great romantics and great lovers and all that.
Well, are they great lovers and are they true romantics?
No, that depends on each individual and their experience, what they're capable of.
Okay, you've read Brenda's hand, Pam, before we came on air. Mm-hmm. We'll get a little bit of an insight into that. But if you have any questions for Fergus, now's your opportunity. He'd normally charge you €50 a session, but today it's free. You can email mooney@rte.ie or text 51551. Now back to Fergus and astrology and horoscopes and all that kind of stuff. And Brenda, are you a little bit nervous about this? Fergus is going to read your Pam.
Well, we've been chatting already.
I know we've been chatting about it, but I mean,
it's very personal because Fergus is very
personal.
I know you've you'd be highly emotionally intelligent anyway, so I know you can kind of get in there.
What is your star sign?
I'm on the cusp.
Of what?
I would be, wouldn't I? Of Gemini and Cancer. I'm 22nd of June.
Oh, if you're the 22nd of June, you're definitely a Cancerian.
All right, okay, there you go.
Because Cancerians are the strongest sign of the zodiac. You see, the sun moves into Cancer on the 21st of June. Mm. But the great thing for you is your ruling planet is the moon. And that would be the soft side of you, the romantic side of you.
Mm.
And the most important thing you have to find out is who is your opposite sign. Like, for instance... if you are going to spend the rest of your life with someone who's your opposite sign, for a start, they'll never judge you. They'll put your needs above all others, and they'll always be there for you, and they will never let you down in public. You'll kill one another in private, but not in public. And that's a great thing to have going for them. Now, your opposite sign is actually Capricorn.
Right, I didn't do well there. I went for a Leo.
Oh, he'll drive you up the wall.
Yeah, that'll be about right, yeah.
With an awful lot of Leo men, they don't actually want to be married at all. They want to be adopted. They're looking for a mammy substitute.
I don't think they say that about every Irish
man. No, that's true. Keep going, Fergus. It's
amazing. They are always relating everything to what their mother would have done. I mean, God, if you only gave him a boiled egg. This is the kind of a guy who will say, my mother really knows how to boil an egg. We're talking about an egg here.
No, I'll tell you, it's quite funny. His mother comes from
Kilkenny. Why are you
bashing
all the men? I'll tell you why you're bashing all the men. Because it's usually women who come to see fellas like you.
No, you're wrong.
Men. No, I'm not.
70%
right.
of the people who come to me are guys.
Oh, no, I don't believe that.
Honest to God.
Sorry, really?
And they come back again and again.
But what kind of guys are coming to you? Are they all gay guys coming to you?
No, they all want to know about money.
Straight men want to know about the future.
Yeah.
No.
From all walks of life. And they are very interested in money and opportunity. They're the main things. Women are more or less interested in a bit of romance and stuff like that.
They
want to be swept off their feet by somebody.
So women who are left on the shelf,
yeah,
you know, in their 30s or whatever, they come running into you wanting to know, are they ever going to find a partner? Is that it?
Well, see, a lot of them
looks
do.
Like I'm getting it.
A lot of people want to know if they're ever going to find a partner.
But you said the men are interested in money and prospects.
Yeah.
So women are looking for, they're coming rushing.
They're looking for emotional fulfillment.
Emotional fulfillment. All right.
And how to get rid of what they're stuck with. Because a lot of women, maybe they marry on impulse. But they're stuck with this big slob that they have to drag around for the rest of his life and look after him. And that wasn't what she would have signed up to do. She wants to be swept off her feet.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen every
with
day,
a fantastic lover.
No, but hang on. So are you saying that they come into you, even though they're married, and they still want this? They're still hoping for this?
Of course.
Or
they
just want to hear you say it?
No, they
because
just...
Because it's affirmation. You still look beautiful. You are still a catch. So by me telling you, oh, there's a romantic lover, and he's from Greece, and he's tall, and he's well built, and he's just around the corner.
Is and that he loves that? Your
That's
stretch
just affirmation.
Marks.
He loves your, yeah. Is that what it's about?
He'll love everything about you.
It's a mind game you're playing with people, really, isn't
no,
it?
No, not really. Women want somebody who will appreciate them. You know...
But sure, don't men want that as well?
Not really. Men want their dinner. You know?
My friend Claudia Carl, you know, she's an author. And she wrote a book about going to get her fortune told.
Yeah.
And the fortune teller could predict all these wonderful things and read the future for her and whatever. But could never... sort out her own love life.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, how are you with that? I mean, you know, how can you predict your own future, or can you sort yourself out by looking at your hand and reading it and whatever?
He's certainly going to con himself.
But do you understand?
No, if he can look and see that there's problems ahead or there are issues.
You know it's not.
Yeah, but you create your own reality. It's up to you. You know, some people are just a mess from day one. And God help anyone that is stuck with them and they inflict themselves on them. You know, they're just very needy people. The thing is, anyone, when you meet these people, and God, there's hundreds of them, you file them under A for avoid. You'll meet an awful lot of them. You know, the kind of people who, you could be feeling grand and you get a phone call and there's someone on the end of the phone and they're unloading all their stress. You feel like a bunch of keys instead of being rattled in a tin can. You know, and what you have to do is get them off the line.
But as a friend, is that not what you do?
No, but he's
they may class themselves as a friend. You have to say, look, there's a young Italian guy after moving in next door and he's clearing out the attic for me and I've promised to give him a bath. So I'll ring you back and hang up. And then they're gasping.
He's right about that because people, now this is a serious point here. People do offload a lot of their grief. And you're carrying enough of your own, actually.
Yeah.
And then you can't constantly listen and carry somebody else's.
No, but I think that that's the challenge of actually being a friend.
No.
Of offloading and being the recipient.
It's not the challenge. It's challenging.
No, but of course
it's challenging both to the friendship, but it's also challenging to your mental health.
Yeah, but otherwise you'll just end up going to counsellors to try and say, this is bother me today. What do I do?
Yeah, but how do you say to somebody, look, I really like you.
Yeah.
And I can, and I do listen to you, and I want to help you.
Yeah.
But I can't listen to this every single time I meet you.
I don't know why you say that.
Well, I'm telling you now. I don't. You're another one of your problems from the house. Your domestic business. I don't want to know anymore.
But you're have to offload on you,
no,
Derek.
No, but you know what I'm saying? It that you do have to say that to people, don't you?
Oh, yeah, you do. Otherwise, you get these people and all they do is complain because they're programmed to do that. And when you have nothing to actually complain about, they'll complain about politicians and how much pensions they're getting and giving out about... All the various.
I don't know, it's brought back there now. People have a right to complain about the state of the nation. In fairness to them.
All in good time, but not all the time. Yeah, morning, noon and night, it's very wearing.
Do you listen to a lot of news bulletins?
I avoid a lot of them if I can.
Yeah, no, I've started to do that now, I must say, in the evening time. I don't go to bed with any negativity. I've been doing this for years. No negativity. Just before you go to your lamba. Don't be bothering with any of that current affairs stuff. It's only going to stress you out. Light entertainment all the way. But at any rate, back to the kind of light entertainment aspect of this, because that's all terrible serious. So Brenda's palm. So would you just, Brenda, would you love a suus mosh at the
high? My right or my left palm?
This palm is the one that's
first of all, when you look at a palm, what are you actually looking at, apart from the fact that it's manky?
It's marvellous. Getting your palm read is the best thing you can get done. Your palm is like the roadmap of your life. It's all there.
And everybody's different.
No, everyone's is different. And the amazing thing is, things that's going to show up in your life from a physical point of view shows up in your hand about 6 months ahead of time.
Right.
Like, for instance, let's say you fell and you broke your leg tomorrow.
Right.
You'd have a little break on your lifeline. And we'll say it took 3 months to recover. In 3 months' time, that little line will just fade away. You can also tell with lots of other deeper problems. But you can do that on people's lines on their faces. Did you ever see people on between their eyebrows, the brows, they have two vertical lines?
I'm looking at Derek's now.
Yeah, and they're called liver lines. That's people who are very, very fond of the old drink.
I can
see one anyway.
I don't really drink.
I know you don't.
No, but seriously,
I don't really drink.
But you can always tell liver lines by looking at a person's face. But on their hand, lots of things will show up.
Oh, God, no, maybe not.
You know, like...
medical conditions that Brenda's going to have in the future.
Yeah, there's a part that shows up in your hand if somebody, say, has gallstones or has kidney stones on a different part of the palm. The palm is really, really interesting and it's great fun. Sometimes it's like reading a filthy book. It's really great.
Well, I hope you've got 50 shades there when you're looking at my palm.
I think he's concentrating on the bit that says you've got hemorrhoids there.
No, your hand is absolutely terrific. What I like about it is that lifeline, it's the same width all the way along, which means physically you're very, very strong, as in hardy. Brenda, you're as hardy as the butcher's dog. No matter what happens to you, you bounce
like
back.
Well. Yes, that's it. I get knocked down and what do?
I get up again.
But some people can manage to get 3 weeks out of a cold. And can enjoy being sick, because being sick is like a stack of Hello magazines and soft drinks and everybody dancing attendance. That doesn't happen to you.
Can I get a box of tissues, please?
When you're not feeling the best, you'll end up, you look like a witch and feel like one. You still have to get on and do the work.
That's true, but there are millions of people out there.
The real people have to deal with that. But no, physically it's great the way you bounce back, but there is a bit of a problem here.
Mm.
There's a bit of anger.
Oh.
And what I think is interesting is, Brenda, it's like you're angry at yourself.
Am I?
You understand for letting somebody away with something.
You shouldn't have let them. Was it me? Jesus.
No, it could have been Derek.
I should take the Lord's name in vain. I apologize.
Mm. But it is. You know when you've gone out of your way to be nice to somebody and do everything for them and they turn out to be not just ungrateful, but a manipulative control freak.
Right.
And
well, it's not me.
I'm not looking at you.
You are, but it's not me.
That's the kind of
I'm
thing.
I'm just looking at John, maybe. No, Kira out there.
It's an old hurt that you've buried, the way a dog would bury a bone out in the garden. But it's time now to dig that up and put it in the garbage and let it go.
Okay. Because I actually have to think about that because it's not jumping out at me or something.
But it will come.
It will, okay.
But it's grand that your health is so good. Okay. It's grand that mentally you really have your act together because you're able to work out all the annoyance that other people would keep all bottled up.
Yeah. Well, you know that song from Frozen, Let It Go?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I get that.
Snow.
No, it's Let It Go. Let It Go.
Let It Snow.
No.
No,
it's Let It Go.
Oh, okay, Let It Go, Let It Go.
Yeah, Brian. Don't sweat the small stuff, would be. Yeah,
a friend of mine said to me yesterday.
This is all very complimentary.
You're only here for a long, you're not here for a long time. You're here for a good time. And the bits of it that you're here for that are actually good are shorter than the rest.
Absolutely.
So enjoy them.
I totally concur with that. You know, you have to make your good times. If there aren't too many of them around, because there's a lot of slack out there.
But has she got a good future ahead of her?
Yeah, they're good times.
Her future is.
Brenda's a woman of a certain age.
You create your own reality, and age has nothing to do with it. You know, you can have a great time at any age. As they say in Hollywood, whatever blows your skirt up.
Is there, and speaking of skirt, well, in this case, pants, is there any Greek lover around the corner for her? And can your lifelines tell you whether or not you would, you know, two roads diverged in a yellow wood?
Yes. But I'm not going
to
discuss all that.
Am I gay?
No.
Oh.
No, things are going grand for you in the new year. But you have between now and Christmas to... You know, to have a proper clear out of all the emotional rubbish that you have going for you.
Right.
And that means making people responsible for their actions. You know, start. How old are the kids?
14, 12, and 5.
Right. The 5-year-old, we let that slide. With the others, what you have to do is give each of them their own private personal laundry basket. And then you go and instruct them on the mysteries of the washing machine and the ironing board.
Is anybody recording this? I'm going to play this
and
back
And the great legend is, don't mix whites and coloureds. And the thing is, you have to make sure that they can be all self-sufficient so that if they ever have to go off and live in a flat, they're not going to be like living on takeaways. That's why they have to learn how to shop and cook.
Unlike our mother.
And
our mother.
Clean up after them. Do you teach the kids about cleaning up?
I try. But I think a lot of children nowadays are very cushioned. They're brought to and from everywhere. You know, everything is kind of laid out for them. You try and give them the best of everything in terms of life experience, and they learn language and piano and sport. And, you know, we're all glorified taxis and all that thing. Yeah. Well, of course I do, but they're, you know.
But you have to lay down new ground rules.
Okay, I hope
do you understand?
Listening. Yeah.
Well, you know, you get these kids and adults who, when they're finished eating their dinner, they stand up on the table and they walk away.
Oh, that drives me mad.
So I know how to cure that.
How do you cure it?
Well, you get a supermarket bag, plastic bag or a paper bag, and you put the dirty plate, the knives and forks and all anything else that's there that's not going to spill into that bag, and you put it away to one side. And the next time that person sits down to eat, you take out the bag and put all their stuff in front of them. And they say, hey, that's a dirty plate. You say, I know, but that's your dirty plate. Now, there's the sink and there's the dishwasher. Go for it. Make a name for yourself. Otherwise, you're eating your dinner off your own dirty plate. It's amazing how much they learn in that one swift, sharp lesson.
Have you done that with your kids?
Absolutely.
But you couldn't do it with an adult.
Worse with adults.
Very hard. Get the old leopard to change its spots.
No, nothing is impossible. But you don't go cleaning up. You say, unfortunately, staff is so hard to come by these days. Mm. And our maid is not feeling very well. And that's me, by the way.
Get up and help out.
Get up and help out. And you have to do whatever it takes to be done.
We've got to take a break and then we've got to take another break. But in the meantime, we're going to attempt something that we've never done before, probably never in the world. Fergus is going to do a mass palm reading. So go and scrub your hands, give them a nice wash, and I'll explain after this break. Back to Fergus. Fergus, lots of people saying it's hocus pocus, a load of nonsense. What a load of rubbish.
You can't not predict the future. At all.
You can't read people's palms. You can't do any of that stuff. Astrology, the stars, my you know where.
What a load of rubbish.
No, that's what they're saying. What a load of rubbish, yeah.
Ah, but the thing is, I'm the real thing. Otherwise,
are you?
How could I ever afford to have that yacht?
Because
the
Learjet, yeah,
and the Rolls Royce outside the door.
Yeah, because people believe you were the real thing.
Because they know I'm the real thing.
Where are you going to be next weekend?
I'm going to be in the RDS at the Mind, Body and Spirit. And it's a great exhibition with a lot of healers and all kinds of things that's weird and wonderful. And there I'll be doing the palm, the cards and the crystal ball for anyone who wants to come along.
All right. So the first time ever in the world, a mass palm reading.
Yeah.
Off you go, Fergus.
Well,
so we're dimming the lights in here. The lights are coming down very slowly. We're in total darkness except for the red on-air transmission light. Fergus.
Now, the first thing I want you to do is have a really deep breath. Inhale. Now, I want you to rub your two hands together till they're really hot, 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 you know. Then shake them out.
Now,
that gets rid of any negativity.
If you're operating any machinery, please desist.
Car.
If you're driving a car or anything like that, under, you know, controlled conditions that.
When you get rid of that negativity, then I want you to put your left hand against the speaker.
Left hand against the speaker. Why the left hand in particular?
Because this is the one for this little exercise.
Oh, I see.
This has great results.
Okay.
Now, when you put it there, I want you to just one more breath. Now, if you look at your hand, you're going to notice that, first of all, on your wrist, there are three deep lines, and they are called the bracelets of health, wealth, and prosperity. Now, prosperity is not to be mixed up with financial stuff. The health line, if it's deep at all, that goes to show the state of your health. If it's very frail, just start saving.
They'd be scaring the life out of people here.
Do you understand?
Everybody's
what if there's a break in your health line?
No, don't interrupt.
Well, we all get breaks in our health line. You have to wait for it to recover.
Yeah.
Now,
it could be just a moment.
Yeah. The wealth line depends. If that's fairly heavy, it means you're pretty lucky where money is concerned, and that you're not actually out living in a cardboard box in somebody's doorway. Now, if you look at that, you'll be able to see where the you know where it's starting to expand. That's all to do with money. And if it's in the very middle of your wrist, it means that you're definitely going to be in a situation where there's money coming to you. So just always draw money to you. That's why when you're counting money and you have notes in your hand, always fold the money to you, never away from you.
Why is that?
Because you're bringing money, prosperity to you.
Oh, okay. I'm going to remember that one.
If you
count the money towards you.
Yeah, if you count it the other way, you're sending
heart.
It away. It's like even if you're paying a bill and you're sending off a check, you give a check a little kiss and say, you'll be back soon.
20, 30, 40, and so on, counting it to you.
Yeah. Now, the other one, your prosperity has got to do with your luck in situations where you're hoping for something good to turn around for you. And if you look at that and concentrate on it, it will work out very, very well. You see, I'm sending you a little bit of energy now because I'm holding this crystal and this is the thing that energizes thought waves. So one more breath and you've got it. Now get your hands and just clap them together. That's it. Now you'll find a hell of a difference.
Are we going to be better after that? Can we turn the lights back on here? We can bring the lights back up slowly, please. It was quite nice, wasn't it? It was kind of relaxing for that moment.
I feel a little bit.
The only one I'm a little
now.
Bit concerned about is that lifeline where you said if it's fading away, you know, start saving.
Yeah.
Well, surely if it's fading away, I don't have to worry about saving at all.
Oh, well, you want to have something to leave behind you.
About it. Why do people always feel they have to leave something behind them?
It makes them feel good.
If you have a family, yes, provide for. If you do not, enjoy your
spend
life.
Spend every last shilling.
Spend every cent. Don't be bothering about it. If you've nobody to leave it to, no direct family, you should enjoy it. So many people, I think, go through life and they prevent themselves from, oh, I might need this, I might need that, I might need the other.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about millions, there are thousands. I'm talking about a few quid and just, it might be a simple enjoyment, a train journey somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, or go to the cinema or go
to the
theatre.
I'd like to think about millions. I'm a great believer in always wish for things beginning with the letter A, like a villa in Barbados.
Oh, I love that.
You know, a solitaire diamond, cube cut, just 4 or 5 carats. Enough to keep you warm in your old age. Who needs a hot water bottle? And there's lots of, like, a Learjet.
A Learjet, yes. Or two.
A small yacht.
Or two.
Always begin it with the letter A and you cannot go wrong. If you're let down, sue me.
No, they might. Very, 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 very quickly, Danielle has been on. She wants to know if you can see her getting a job. She's a Virgo. Please and thanks. Pretty please, in fact, says Danielle. What do you think? Virgo, is the good news for Virgos?
Well, I'm just looking into the crystal now. Virgo, you have a good opportunity coming for you in the very, very near future. So be ready and willing to adapt because you're going to have to make changes in your life. Otherwise, all systems are go for you. You're heading towards a really good Christmas, maybe the best one you ever had.
Good to hear it.